Hashem. Fine.
So we're holding here in the going with the kinegets. V'chein kineged abu regalim. So even though it's in different ways, we didn't do this one yet. He has kineged dimur golim. Shir is Pesach. Hashir yiyalachem kolonis kadesh chag. Yishakeni is shavuos kiyadua. And I think I explained it last time that nishika is a stronger usage of the peh than shira. Shir is about something. Nishika is a chibatu. So the first step, if I decide, should I marry somebody or not? So shevach and saying what kind of wonderful person that person is and what kind of balmaila, that's the first step. Nishika is the chibur itself. L'reach is sukkis, and sukkis is the yontiv that even Mishka'ilam has some spiches to it. Mishka'ilam have some sort of kesha to it. So Shavuos, so L'reach is sukkis, v'yedu kol agoyim, v'gam el anoche sheyovi me'eretz echoyka l'man shmecha. So all those who come from far away, all those who come from far away, they hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sukkis, you bring the Keneged, the Umas HaOlam, the Karbonis. So Sukkis is a p'chin of L'rei HaShmanecha. V'zeh al kein alam v'sevucha, because those are the Nochri HaShayovi Me'aretz HaChoyka. Moshcheni u'shmini atzeres, atzeres t'ilachem. So it's interesting. We have first our own double phase, Shir and Neshika. Then there's a Pchinas Reach and Meshicha, which again is us. So it's Ke'ilu, we have our own Chiba with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Tachlis of the Bria is to open up to the worldwide. And Afilo Hachi, we remain, I'm Kroivoy, we remain special to him.
Really, just I think we may have discussed this Nakuda once, but as far as the chalak between the Pirush Rishon and the Pirush Sheni, because we seem to have mentioned most of this, but not exactly,
right.
On page Memches. So, I mean, what's the difference, I guess, between the first Pirush and why, you know, we extend the regalim, and he said Sukkis was Keneged a Hekif of Hanani Akavid, you know,
right.
Nakuda exactly.
Right, he said, Shlishi is Keneged Sukkis Shul Hekev Anakavit Shrei Tol B'Nai Mishkin and so on. So the truth is, as in all these inyanim, and this is by the Goyen especially, like when the Goyen is going through like b'chal, a few dozen pshat like this, the point is, as long as you keep the proportions right, it stands true on every step of the way. So, Marshall, let's give an example. A 45-degree angle means the same thing whether you're dealing with something that's a centimeter big, a meter big, a kilometer big, or the whole world. The certain inyanim are ratios, and so the Mishkan Klapi Avoda klapi Kabbalah Torah is a pchina of a ha'ara to the outside versus a chibur pnimi. So we can inherit legabe Klal Yisrael, where the Mishkan is the ha'ara that's makif Klal Yisrael. It's a more radiated ha'ara. We can understand it klapi or mesolam, where it's also like that. So both. The proportion is right. You know, it says there's ayin panim l'tayr, mem tes panim l'mem tes panim tuma, mem tes panim l'tayr. All of the different ofanim are correct. They're all in Torah, but the critical piece is that they be structured correctly. So, and that's the Goyen's Nekuda. The Goyen is going to show you that many different, whether you're talking about the three of us, and David HaMelech, we're talking about this. So you can explain your table also in different ways, as long as we understand one is Shir, one is Neshika, one is Reach, and one is Mashcheni. So that's the abstraction. And then wherever you apply it to, it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. So is this a high sefer though? Meaning, why wouldn't he say? I guess I just don't know how the Pirush.
There's a second problem, and you can read the Hakdam over here, the Mavol, which is which he discusses it. The Goyen's Ksavim Bechlal are, I don't know how to say it nicely, a mess. He wrote very little because he couldn't write fast enough to give us our Shabbos. He wrote very little. His Talmidim wrote, and they didn't write it to print. Everyone wrote and wrote, and when you would find two or three or four different writings that were similar but not exactly the same, the next person might just tag one on top of the other, might decide it's the same thing, but to be Magia one top of the other. Is zero. It's part of the difficulty, especially the Goyen, knowing did they hear different Maduras? Was it different Pirushim? So even this Pirush Al Pirush Beis, he writes, you'll read in his Mevo exactly what he got to it. But he was working, if you'll take a look, he has a photocopy, but on page 16, there's a photocopy of two Kisviyadis, of Pirush Aleph and Pirush Beis, and trying to make sense what it is. Different Maduras are written differently. On page 15, he has the same thing written different places, different ways. So It's a mess. It's very, very hard. So hopefully they did the best job they could, possibly do. At least they had the understanding that they need to be able to try to figure out what's going on over here. You're right. Shnei Pirushim Ben Hashem. The two different Pirushim and different Maduras and different. So we do the best. This thing. The assumption is They're reliable enough that each piece is not reliable. The Seder Advarim and whether or not we're talking about two variations of the same thing or two separate Pirushim or whatever. Gay vase, as they say.
So essentially, I guess we can guess that it's something along the lines of two Talmidim trying to pin down a certain point and expressing it a little differently.
And a third person deciding to make his version of the whole thing and Mixing and matching. That's where we come in with the real problem.
Because if it was just from one writer, it would be a stira, and it would be...
Exactly. But what happened is these things were mezgalgal. Somebody found them and decided to put them out a certain way. They didn't have... we should be grateful to the more modern world where they became very sensitive to it. So when you put out something, you write on the bottom, what was the original Ksaviyad? What did you fix because you found a different Ksaviyad? What did you fix? Midaitcha? What do you think should be fixed? At least I know what I'm supposed to do. Rabbi Shapiro once saw that he had a Rashba that somebody put out without footnotes and on the whole set of Rashba. And on the front page, it said, taken from different Kisviyadis and corrected accordingly. And he was very, very upset. He said, it's one thing you find a Ksaviyad. I found a Ksaviyad in Berlin. This is a Ksaviyad 567. Decide if you like it or not. That's legitimate. It's very fine if you have a few Ksaviyadis and you write on the bottom what the Nusach was in the main Ksaviyad you're using and why in this case you veered from it and you took from someplace else. Why? Or minimally, at least write. This piece I took up, like I said. So a person at least knows. But if you do it and you're not telling me and you tell me I need to trust you where you're the one that's making a decision on the Rashba, that's not right. And the more modern scientific versions where you have, they call it an apparatus, where you have on the bottom a clear notes, what you took from where, why, and what the original said and what the and where you took the correction from. So at least you give me the tool to make a decision. So it is what it is. That's the Goyen's Ksav. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, got it.
V'chein, neged arba, Machshava, Diba, Maisa, Kol. This is very interesting. Machshava, Diba, Maisa are quite a common terminology. That's something that's ubiquitous. It means that every Maisa that a person does has three layers from my Sheirish to how it comes out. So Machshava is the inner Sheirish by me. So let's say I decide to put on film now. So I have a rotzen to put on film. Dibur is interesting, Shlav. Dibur is where the rotzen becomes concretized wording. Like, I feel I want to be Miskasha Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I say, oh, I will put on film, and then I put on the film. So Machshav Dibur Maisen, and that term is used in many ways as expressing the three strata of different Maisim Tevim. Koil is a very interesting one because, to the best of my knowledge, I'm not aware of anyone that actually puts Koil in this category. He quotes on the bottom all sorts of things, but doesn't quite explain it. So I want to take a guess on this and say as follows, and it could work well with what he said before. So let's see first what he says, and then we'll see. Machshir is bedibur. Okay, that's easy to understand. But that's it. He says v'chein keneged abachai is hakodesh, and he does not say more than that. So all he says is shir is bedibur, and he leaves us hanging in midair. I think what's possible is like this. Basically what he's saying is don't go in order. It's not machshava diba maisa, but shir is bedibur. I would assume Kaini would be possibly machshava, because it's something that's ba'omek, or reyach would be machshava, I'm not sure. But the koil is the part that's intriguing here. And I would like to try to say as follows. The machshava, dibur, and maisa are my pe'ulos, mitzad atzmi. There's another, there's a Lashon Chazal, somebody who's mekadesh shem shemayim b'seisa machrizim olav b'goli. Machrizim means, the difference in dibur and koil is the pirsum klapi chutz. Dibur is to another person. The koil element is that which broadcasts it outwards. So possibly that koil would be going on Reach Manecha, because that's where it's going out klapi chutz. That's one thing I could think of, that koil is a is something that complements this. It's like the guf to the neshama. Machshava Dibur Maisa are all private. They don't need any audience. They don't have an audience. It's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. Koil is the aspect of it going out publicly, going out to the world.
So in essence, I mean, based on what Rabbi's saying, I would think that we could, I mean, I think maybe it's a little sure, but we could establish a progression of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, as far as Machshava being the conception of an idea of something that we should do, right? Let's say it's connecting to the Rebbeinu Shlomo in whatever way. Dibur is, you know, telling it over to people that people should act in this way and you know, adopt this practice. Maisa is, you know, actually doing it and having people follow suit. And Kol is establishing a culture where this is, you know, an accepted thing.
Correct. In other words, if we're going from most pneumistic to most chitzonis, the most chitzonis is when you makif the entire bria with it. That I think is a possibility.
The only thing with that though is that in shir, then the machshava should be first.
Correct, but that's a question no matter what. That's what the goyin is making on shir ba'adam v'chulu. Shir ba'adam is going on. It's that's ready later. I'm sorry. The shir b'dibur he says over here. Shir b'dibur. So that already is something that is, if you'll take a look, he goes on and speaks. He brings a lot of makaris. All those makaris that he brings are how dibur and kol together and make dibur. How the kol and the chituch hadibur make the dibur. But I'll read you what he says over here. Bina len isbar der bina hechboim shagim sakim shakeinim shchein areach. Pia gemachshav maise kol. Well, chutzach nevaya that the given b'chinas maise machshav neged daran. Nefesh maise ruach dibur. Nisham machshav is a nir pasi shakeinis neged machshav. That's like a very optimistic thing. It's neged the eish, like he says over here. Le reach is neged ruach, he wants to say. And that could be dibur, mashcheinim b'mayik neged nefesh. So he guesses. I don't know. I don't have any better husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But this is very nega. I mean, as far in my neighborhood, I'm on the board, and they're constantly discussing. Like you see, you know, if this is the pshat, you know, this concept all over, where people have whatever issue, whether it's talking during davening, whether it's maintaining a certain respect for the rev, where people think it's a wonderful idea, then people sit down and discuss that we need to do it, and then a few people adopt it, and then. You know, the ultimate goal is to establish this as a culture throughout the community so it's accepted. So right. The progression seems to be very, very appropriate.
Correct. I once heard, I had a history teacher in high school, way back when, long, long time ago. And he used to be a professor in City University, Bishaitai. He was an old man. Very, very, it was picturesque of sorts, but a bright man and an interesting person. And he was once trying to explain to us that Thomas Paine wrote a pamphlet called Common Sense. And he asked, what did he accomplish with it? He said he did not write there anything that people weren't thinking. Like, basically, it wasn't the pshat, was he was trying to get people to be angry at the king and to rebel. He wasn't expressing, he wasn't like trying to win him over to new shita. So he said, the word he used was, he crystallized their ideas. In other words, when you go from a vague feeling of unhappiness to very clear hagdara of what it is exactly, that allows you to act. It's like even a lot of times, a person goes to a psychologist and says, I just feel down, I'm out, I'm depressed, and whatever it is. It may not be that the psychologist, it may find a chiddush that a person didn't really know, but he's able to be magdir, you know, it's because you don't feel successful, it's because you don't feel that. And if it's the right hagdara, it's immensely helpful because I can work with specific terms. I can't work with general feelings. The opposite of a word is a feeling. So I have a general sense of it. But I walk into a business, and the business is not going well. And everything looks for patchka, but I don't have the exact word. And when the person gives me the right hagdara, a lot of times it's not that there's a chiddush and teichin as much as a just clear hagdara. Oh, that's it. There's nobody on top. Chain of command is not right. Not lack of focus on goals or whatever it is that they come up with, but the words are sometimes extremely helpful because they crystallize the thoughts. So dibur, I always thought for a long time I wondered why is dibur so important. Machshav, I understand. My says dibur is irotzi, beautiful irotzi. The answer is a vague feeling of doing a mitzvah to having a clear word for it. Is a lamas the difference?
Mm-hmm. Is Rabbi saying that we should adopt the hinanim and muchans and all those Hasidish things?
Only if it's meaningful. Uh-huh. If it's meaningful, adraba. Lein in Krishna is meaningful no matter what. The yiratzins, if a person feels that this gives him, for some people, explaining that this ma'is is mechabal yenet achpenim with this the shamus. Is mamish, that was all he was missing. Now he has exactly what he needs. Some people, it's another nuisance to say, and you know, that depends, does the person feel it adds or not? It's like, Lomdish words. for a person that lives with those Hagdaras, that Hagdara, that's the Richter. Another person beside it, it's a Din Chetz, Din Chetz, Din Gavin, Gavin. At the bottom line, you know, some people just don't have that feeling. So those words are extra. They don't mean anything to them.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So there are four Chayes HaKodesh. The Yecheskel saw the Merkava, and he saw Aryeh, he saw Shair, Nesher, and Adam. So Shir, he says, the Adam. And that's very interesting. He brings over here, so the next page, I think. You take a look at the next page in his Ha'ara 373, he writes, Befirish Ber Yitzchak Adel Sal Yor Bar Midachav Dal V'Yitzayin. The Ber Yitzchak is Yitzchak Zichava. Yitzchak Zichava was not a direct Talmud, a great Talmud of the Talmud, but his Torah is the most accessible of the great people, and it really is the Pesach for understanding it.
Is it Talmud of Ruchem Elazhin?
No, I believe he's a Menlash Glob's Talmud, if I'm not mistaken. He was a Rav in Sabal, probably. I think he was, he wrote Chubas Farm, he wrote Piskei Sharim. And so he writes, Oklad Varm Sha'arba Chayas Heim Besoid Darga Da Avon. Arya Shor Neshavis Me Adam. Darga Da David Regoravi. Besoid Yehuda Shamachaso. Gimel Chayas Ar. Kineged Chesed Gvur Teferis, and then he says Ela Dalad in Afika Yam, which is was written by him on Agarit. He writes Elu Adalad. I think Afika Yam is Menachman Shkob. Elu Adalad Chayes Yiduim Shin Dalad Dargan Shekoylan Akoyl Arya Bechesed Mina Shor Bismol Gvura Nesh Ben Teferis and Adam is Malchus Bikalolas Kulo. There's also been a Shir Ba Adam. So Shir is Malchus, and that's Kneged Avraham Melech, who is Malchus, and it's Kneged Tzur Sodom, it's Tzur Malchus. So that would be that. And then the other three, the next three Psukim, my assumption would be, would go in Keseder. So the Yishpeini would be Avram, the Reach would be Yitzchak, and the it would be the order of his going with the highest. So it would be the Aryeh is Kneged Avraham, it's Kneged Chesed. So that would be the Shekeini. Then Shur would be Kneged Reach, and Nesha would be Kneged Mashcheini. And the Revius is Pnei Adam, and that's Koil All, that's Malchus, and so on. That's what I think it would be. The and again, he's also guessing over here. He brings back and forth different things. He which one's Reach doesn't have no clear place where it says these things. So generally speaking, let's just explain a little bit what this is about. Like we said before, there are different ways to be Mesader. The different elements of the Bria to show their kesha one to another. So the one of the ways in Masada it is as bringing the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surrounding HaKadosh Baruch Hu with different midas and anhagas, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is above any particular midah and anhaga, but he comes into this world on a Merkava. Merkava is a chetimtzut to get something from point A to point B. So what we call the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it goes from Ginze Meromim beyond Adam to Adam and everything in the world of Adam. That's the Mahalach of it. So Adam is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Merkava, and the different sides of the Merkava, different wheels of that Merkava, are different midas and anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is only comes into this world only through Midas. We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being beyond Midas. We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being, beyond. We understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu only as being in a, coming in through some sort of vehicle, through some sort of mahala. And therefore, I just need to see, one second, if it might be. Therefore, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming in through a specific mahalach, through some sort of oifin. That's where they come in. Okay, v'chein neged arba oisius Hashem kiyadua, v'chol mechuvin zeken aged ze achas la'achas matbilos. So the dalad yisaidis are also connected the four oisius. And the midas for Oisius, that's a much easier one in that sense, that you have, let's take the mush, let's understand the mush, and understand the nimshal bit. The,
this is the same of Yud Kei Vav Kei, right?
Yes. So when I have a word, the word is the minimum that means this. For instance, this is a table. A table is what it is. There's nothing less than that. But the word table, the etzim, consists of sub-elements. The word table consists of letters. And even though any letter of the word table is not a real, it doesn't mean anything, but that the only way in which I have a table is when I have T-A-B-L-E or Shulchan, Shin, Shin, blah, blah, and so on and so forth. So the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Havaya. Havaya is Echad, Yochid, Yuchid. It has no halakha whatsoever. But for me to have a word that I can enunciate, a word that I can be shayach to, that's Dafka with Oisius. And therefore, I have Oisius of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Those Oisius have standard things that connect. The Yud is connected Chochma, the He is connected Bina. The Vav is connected all the other Midas, and the He at the end is Malchus. That's standard. And there's a reason why the He gets repeated twice, because in a certain sense, Malchus is a reflection down here of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as expressed in Bina, rather than a Chochma, and so on. And there's also a Kutzus Yud, which is connected Keser. That's what those are. So that certainly is connected all these four things, because this is the fundamental breakdown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas. So when we're talking about the different kohos in Adam, the different kohos in Adam, or we're talking about the Merkava, the Chayas HaKadosh, all of them certainly fit this criteria. So that's the most pshitus. Vezehu Avram Yogel Yitzhak Yirane. So he says over here, Avram Yogel Yirane, the question is he talking about, he's missing something. So take a look here, he fleshes out a little bit in the bottom. There have been accounts, 375 is the. What in the world is he going on here? It doesn't seem make any sense. He's matching up Avram Yogel, that's Chesed, that's a Koyin, and that's where you have Megillah, he says, and Yitzchak is connected Leviim, which is Gevura, and that is Yiraninu. Now, the Kohanim, the Leviim are Midas Hadin, it says because they're there on Mishmeres. It says on the Levim, on the Kohanim, it says Vikidashtam. On the Levim, it says Vitiharam. So you have the split between the two on that. So Avram Yogel Yitzchak Yaron Gila is the expression of Chesed. Renana, I assume it goes to the Vayirainu. It's that's Keneged Din. Bezeo Gam Kein Hoidu Keneged Malchus. So those are three forms of expression. Hoidu Keneged Malchus also makes a lot of sense because Malchus is a totally zbatlus to the Melech. Hoidah is when my dibur is a total. What I do with Hoidah, when I'm a Shabech and I say you're a wonderful person, so I'm being a Shabech you, but I'm not taking away any credit for myself. I'm saying you're very chashev, you're very nice. But when I say that you were right and I wasn't, so that means in as much as you're right, I'm not. In as much as your position stands, my position doesn't stand. That's the V'chakem Yisro, V'chakem Yisro, V'chakem Yir Hashem, V'say Tachad Yitzchak, V'say Dala Dagen Hanal. So these four inyanim where we say Yom Yisrael, Yom Reis Aaron, but with Hoidu is Keged Malchus. And it's the same order where we're jumping to the beginning first. We're starting with Malchus first. Then we say Yom Yisrael, Yom Reis Aaron, and Yir Hashem. Not the same order at all. But Akupan, that's what Goyim seems to say, is that these are connected. Not saying, he's not going consider bechal. I mean, Yira being at the end certainly doesn't have a makom. It's you know, the order is Chesed, the Yira, the Tiferes, and Malchus. But no pun, that's as far as I can make out from the Goyim over here. It's not an easy piece. He's you know, he's missing a lot. But Akupan, that's the okay. Uh-huh. We have to go soon. Next week I can't do Monday. The question is, I do it later in the week possibly. Any day is preferable for you, or
no, whatever it is, then I'm just gonna do my best to make it work. I'm usually pretty flexible.
Okay, so I'll let you know I'll let you know on Tuesday morning when it would work for me. Okay. I can work that. Okay,
excellent.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week. Take care.